Now for the fourth and last verse. The third verse has dealt with difficulties. In that verse, I speak of the footprints of the Buddha as being overgrown by weeds and obscured by thorns. But in the fourth verse, I resolve to follow them nonetheless and to go on following. In the first place, the poem says, or I say in the poem, I will follow boldly. And secondly, I will follow using the hunter's art. To follow boldly means to follow courageously, fearlessly. It means to follow with confidence in what one is doing. It's of no use to follow half-heartedly. That way, we shall get nowhere. Sometimes, of course, we may feel downhearted, may feel disappointed with ourselves. At such times, we need and should take advantage of the help of our spiritual friends. I'm sure every one of you understands that very well, so I'll say no more about it. But what is meant by using the hunter's art? In some ways, not a very Buddhistic metaphor, but we won't go into that. The hunter's art is his skill in tracking. He can see the footprints of the deer or other animal he is following, even when they are very faint or quite scattered or discontinuous. In the same way, we must be on the lookout for the Buddha's footprints, even though they may be overgrown or obscured. We must keep our eyes open. We must be prepared to see the Buddha's footprints, see footprints of the Buddha, even in quite unlikely places. So, I say in the poem, I will follow boldly, using the hunter's art, until one day I find him. Find who? Find the Buddha. And where will I find him? Ultimately, I'll find him in my own heart. I'll find him from all things else apart. This suggests the transcendental nature of Buddhahood, apart from all things, apart from everything worldly, everything mundane, even the subtlest mundane experience or sphere. But Buddhahood is both immanent and transcendent. It is beyond all duality. This verse also says that at the end of my quest, I shall find the Buddha sitting beside the pool of peace. This pool of peace is samadhi. It's the purified mind, the purified citta. It's there, if anywhere, that we will find the Buddha. So much then for the fourth and last verse of my poem. So let me conclude by reading you the whole poem. And as I read it, just see if you can see in the verses, in the lines, in the imagery, something of what I've been trying to bring out this evening. Sri Pada. I saw his shining footprints gleaming in the grass like dew, the flowers where they had fallen sweeter and fairer grew. They led into the distant hills, those hills all misty blue. I will follow, 'neath the spring moon full and bright, through field and copse and hollow, those footprints of delight, and walk upon those distant hills, one dawn all golden white. 'Tis many an age of darkness, since the days my Lord did pass, leaving his dewy footprints like pearls upon the grass. And rank weeds have o'ergrown them, and thorns obscured, alas. Yet will I follow boldly, using the hunter's art, until one day I find him, from all things else apart, sitting beside the pool of peace in the blue hills of my heart.